I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Are the policies of the United States over the last two decades promoting persecution against Christians? While that's not the end goal, it appears a byproduct. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says just an example of that is the regime change mindset in the Middle East today. When secular leadership leaves, Muslim leadership takes over. That fosters persecution against Christians. Join E3 Partners' 838 prayer effort at our website. And it's been nearly 3 months since the Philippines were racked by Typhoon Haiyan. Filipinos are working to get back on their feet and rebuild, but progress is slow. Children are especially at risk, having few options to change their future. Food for the Hungry is offering a way for you to help. Visit us on our website to sponsor a child victim of Typhoon Haiyan. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Did you see what we posted on our new website today? See it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.